Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Peleoyitz in Shir number 233 on the topic of Golus. We learned yesterday the importance of exiling yourself to a Makom Torah. The Iker HaChayim, the main focus in a person's life, has to be Limud HaTorah. The same way, we need the oxygen to breathe. We have to live in a society, in an environment of Torah. When a person does that, as we've been learning yesterday, the children, by osmosis, they get involved. They pick it up. They're learning Mishnayos at young ages. They're picking up halachas from seeing everyone else be involved as well. V'heim bichlal, continues the Peleoyitz, included in this discussion of Golus, Sheharoitze liskois lekiso shel Teiro. For one who wants to merit the greatest crown of all the crowns. And which crowns are there? There's the crown of Malchus. There's the crown of Kohuna, and there's the crown of Torah. There's Kesa Malchus, which was given to David HaMelech and his family, his descendants. And then there's the crown of Kohuna, which was given to Aaron HaKoyen and his descendants. And then there's the crown of Torah, which one might think, is not as choshev, is not as important as those two other ksarim, those two other crowns. Because if I'm not from the Davidic dynasty, if my lineage does not go back to David HaMelech, then of course I can never become a king. So perhaps anyone who could get the Keser Torah is not as choshev as Keser Malchus. And for the same matter, one might have that mindset when it comes to Keser Kohuna. But that's incorrect. Because the greatest keser of them all, the greatest crown, is keser Torah. And to this, v'hein bichlal sheharoitze lisko is the keser shel Torah. V'hein amaitzi b'mekoymai mimi lilmoid. And a person wants to acquire the crown of Torah, but there's no one there to teach him. Imagine, Rachman al-Etzlan, if a person's in a situation. I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story that doesn't go back 50 years, 80 years, 150 years, when they would walk, when they say the stories of Shimon Shkop, when he was a little boy. He was a little boy. And they said that he wrapped his feet with shmatas. He didn't have shoes. And he went to go learn Torah as a little boy. And I want to just pause for a second. Because many times, one might ask, where does a little child, a little boy, get such an avos haTorah? And yes, it could come from the fathers, but many a times, it's the mothers. It's the mothers that instill this avos haTorah into the little children. This love for Torah. While I'm off track, I'm going to continue to stay off track. And there's a story, goes back around 300 years ago, with a lady who didn't know how to read Aleph Beis. She didn't know how to read Aleph Beis. And she davened and cried to Hashem when she would light the Shabbos licht, Shabbos candles. She didn't have children yet. To have a child, to have a son, and to light up the world with Torah, just like she's lighting the world right now with Shabbos candles, she wants to have a child to light up the world with Torah. And she davened and cried and cried and davened. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her a son who we have now in the back of the Gemaras as the Tiferes Shmuel, a parish on the rush. This is the son. Where do you think those tears went? The sincerity of this tzaddikus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her crying and heard her tears and counted the tears and said, I'm going to give you a Teferet Shmuel. The Teferet Shmuel, right now, you open up any Gemara, in the back of the Gemara, you'll find a parish on the Rosh. He has a parish on Kodshim. I think Birch HaZevach, I forgot the name. The Pelioitz is telling us, also the story I wanted to tell you beforehand, the story goes back to around 30 years ago. There's a little boy growing up in St. Louis. The person told him himself, he was a little boy and his father put him on a train when he was in, I think, 7th grade or not, on the 9th grade, and he sent him to Chicago. You have to go learn Torah. Today, he's a Baal Mishpacha. He himself knows how to learn. He learns. His children raising in Torah. That's what he's telling us. Yishlechu. You send him out. The father send him out. Yishalchenu aviv. His father should send him out. O yelech loy le'ir shal chachamim. V'shal seifrim lilmoy Torah. Make sure the children learn Torah. Whatever it has to be. You send them out. You bring the teachers in. Val yochush loyal atircho, loyal apredo, loyal oitzo. And the Pelioitz is teaching us, and he encourages us, and he says, don't be concerned about the exertion of the travel. And he's talking about back then. Back then it was very difficult to travel. What about the pain of the separation between the child and the family? He says, this is the best thing for the child. And they might not realize it at that point in time. It doesn't hurt to put some nice pastries in the package when they leave. Oh, always a good thing.
So the
check also is a good idea. Valoitza. As well as the expenses. Because all of those concerns don't add up to one iota of an issue when it comes to the kisser shel Torah, the crown of Torah. That's the goal. And even if there's a Torah chacham in the city, sometimes it might be more beneficial for this student to go to a different yeshiva, to a different Talmud Chacham. And Tosis already writes about this in Shabbos Daf Testament Beis. Shekein hoyim min hagen shel rishonim. That this was the practice for many generations. Shebin the Eretz Yisrael hoyu holchim lilmoy Torah bebovel kidei liyois miyushavim bebli tirda. That there were those in Eretz Yisrael who would come and travel to learn in Bavel so they could learn and study Torah without any distractions. When the person is living his life, that Torah is oxygen. Torah is oxygen. We can't live Chas Hashem without the oxygen. Then we can't live without Torah. That's where a person comes to exert themselves financially, exert themselves physically, in any way possible. Like we had in last week's parsha.